The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Benchwarmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Well, what a blessing this is. They're 44-20 here on the Sean Salisbury Show. 12 games out now. No manager wants to hear this. Got to stay hyper-focused. I get it. But better to be 12 games in front than 12 games behind. We're joined now by the Houston Astros manager, A.J. Hinch, here on the Sean Salisbury Show. A.J., thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking time on a baseball day, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, let's jump into this. McCullers back. DL, tell us, give us an update on where he's at right now.
Well, we're going to know more in the next few days, but it was a pretty easy decision to scratch him from his start. When he reported some back soreness, we have an off day on Thursday. So we have a chance for him to miss one start, maybe rejoin the rotation in Oakland if all goes well the next 4 or 5 days. And you know, we've had a rash of injuries in the rotation, and we've been very conservative trying to make sure that we don't have guys have recurring issues. So the doctor suggested him miss a start, and the 10-day DL allows us to put him on the back end of the rotation moving forward. But, you know, kind of came as late news because yesterday during the game on a Sunday is when I was told that he needed to go see the doctor. He wasn't feeling great, and that makes him miss Tuesday's start.
And an update on Keuchel as well. AJ, I don't mean to – I'm getting the bad stuff out of the way first because you guys got such a good team. We're getting it out of our system now. So how's the update on Dallas doing?
He's doing okay. He's in the middle of a small little shutdown of 7 days, no throwing, to try to alleviate some of the inflammation in his neck. He's got a pinched nerve, which is uncomfortable for him when he throws, obviously. And he came off the DL, made a couple starts, pitched fine, and then had a combination of being sick and having a pinched nerve in Kansas City and scratching from the start. So we're gonna shut him down for a week. He's in the middle of that. Probably won't throw during this Rangers series, but. Again, I'll feel a lot better when our rotation gets back intact, specifically with those two guys.
Astros manager A.J. Hinch joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. A.J., you mentioned hell. I mean, like a parent that worries about their children. I imagine it's right. The same thing with a manager. Things are going so well, but there's always that, oh, my gosh, can our arms, can McHugh and McCullers right. And Keuchel. I mean, that's got the health concern's got to be an issue for you, and we're not even halfway through it yet.
Oh, it's huge, and I think it's why we're not going to get complacent with our team or with what we're doing. I mean, I love the fact that we've gotten off to the start that we have. I think we were the first team to 30 wins, the first team to 40 wins. I like when people talk about us having the best record in baseball, the lead, and all of that's great. I think the finish line is what everybody's searching for, and that's not for a few months away. So we've got a ton of work to do, and some things are out of our control. You know, the health, the we're talking about pinched nerves and sore backs and things that just pop up during the season and test your roster. You know, I think I've looked back at the playoff teams over the last decade, and they never have five starters go wire to wire. I mean, maybe occasionally. I think there was a San Francisco Giants roster that had five or six starters for the duration of the season, and that just doesn't happen in our sport. So you're going to get tested throughout the time, and every win counts, and the cliches that come with it about playing the full season and all that thing, but 162 games is a grind, and we're not even at the halfway mark, and so there's really no reason to look in the rearview mirror and celebrate what you've done. We've got plenty of baseball ahead to try to win.
And AJ, you mentioned about, you know, looking for the finish line and not getting caught up in how you've started, although it's nice to start like this. How difficult is it over the grind of 162 games to keep a bunch of players hungry, knowing, and I'll say this, you can't because it's still a long season. I mean, this division, they're way in the rearview mirror right now. How is it?
Right.
How difficult is it to keep your team focused and play as if you're 8 games back as opposed to 12 games in front?
Sure. No, the sense of urgency has to be reminded to the players because it's a grind every single day. But, you know, the sport will humble you if you're
yeah,
not careful.
For sure.
The sport's sort of built on failure, 3-for-10s and 4-for-10s and 6 innings and 3 runs or less being a quality start, and like it's hard to get through the season. And if you know, just when you think you're hitting 300, there's an 0-for-8, 0-for-12, 2-for-20 waiting on you. And so I think the sport is designed a little bit to allow you to stay humble and stay respectful of what's ahead. And then, you know, then things that happen during the season, you know, we just got beat by an Angels team that came in and handled us in our home ballpark, and we were coming off of 8-2 road trip, feeling pretty good about ourselves, and they came in and really just beat us for a series. But that will humble you as well to make sure you realize you can't just roll out of bed and play the game. So because we play every day and the methodical nature of the routines that we have, there's really no looking ahead. I mean, the Texas Rangers come in after sweeping the Washington Nationals. They've been a thorn in our side. So that adrenaline will kick in once you see your opponent, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow and the next day. And then we get an off day, and then we have the Boston Red Sox come in for a couple of national broadcasts. That will be a big deal. So my hope and really my confidence in this team rests in the fact that we'll show up trying to play every day. We want to win the division. And until we win the division, we're not going to stop.
Astros manager A.J. Hinch joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. A.J., when do you know – your guys are a big-time analytics. I know you trust Reed Ryan and Jeff Luhnow. We all do. I mean, the way they're doing it. But as a manager, there's also that feel thing. When do you know to go with your gut as opposed to the analytics that say you can't pitch to this guy, you got to bring in a lefty to pitch to the lefty or keep the righty in to pitch lefty? When do you know the difference?
Well, you got to know your players. I think first and foremost, my job is to connect with the players and put them in a position to be successful. And you know, being a former player, I think that probably allows me some connectivity to the guys and understanding the, you know, there are times where there's great matchups for players on paper, but I know that a guy's not seeing the ball very well, or I know he's not feeling very well, or I see things on the field that says he needs a day off, or vice versa. There's some matchups that aren't perfect on paper that instinctually you have a good situation set up. So most of the time in our sport, you can measure everything, but there's the blend between what you see with what you know that I think is the art behind managing nowadays. And my job to put players in a position to be successful. Some of that, and the majority of that, is driven by numbers. But the people feel will never go away in this sport, and will never go away in this job.
And AJ, that leads to your leadoff hitter, kind of, doesn't it? I mean, here's a guy who doesn't fit the bill for your typical leadoff hitter, who's a free swinging Vlad Guerrero type. Yet 17 home runs, having a monster start to the season. That feel of here's my leadoff hitter, but he's got as much pop as a number 5 or 4 or 3 in the lineup.
Oh, sure. And he's 6'3", 225, 230-pound right. Monster. And he walks up to bat in the bottom of the first tonight. You know, we're facing Yu Darvish. He's going to have to deal with him. And you know, he's hit a couple leadoff home runs. And in reality, I think he's a good on-base guy. He works counts. He can get on base. He takes monster swings and produces a lot as well. But after that first at bat in the bottom of the first tonight, you know, I don't know whether or not he might be a four-hole hitter coming up the next time he comes up with the bases loaded, or second and third, or first and third, and it's a run-scoring opportunity. So I think the days of profiling players in specific areas of the lineup or even specific areas in the positions is a little bit sort of old school, not the way the sport has evolved. And we've seen other teams do it, you know, when Adam Jones is leading off, or now Giancarlo Stanton's hit second, and there's a little bit more creativity in the lineups. But George Springer leading off a game and walking up to the plate, you better bring your A stuff from the very get-go.
No doubt. I was at the game yesterday. The ball just jumps off his bat, which is done all year long. We know you got a game to prepare for, so let's finish up with this. This is your second time around as a manager. Would you learn from that youthful first time in Arizona to now?
I think how to connect with players, or at least the importance to put on connecting with players. You know, I think when you're a young coach or a young manager, the tendency is to try to prove what you know and what you can do for, you know, and not in a selfish way, but just more in a legitimizing way of being in my early 30s when I got this job. I wanted to stand up straight. I wanted to look managerial. I wanted to for people to know that I knew everything, so to speak. And the second time around, I think I've realized is be yourself, the flaws you have, some of the things you don't know, search out people that know them. But most importantly, the number one priority in this job is connect with players and get the most out of them, whatever that is. If that's someone who needs attention, give them attention. If that's someone who needs less attention, then stay away from them. If that's someone who needs a kick in the rear end, then you've got to do that too. So being a little bit of everything for everybody, which fits my personality, is sort of allowed me to be a little more comfortable this time around.
Well, you're killing it, and us in here in Houston are loving it. And I catch a lot of flack from my partner on the local side in the morning show with Granato and everybody else, and on Twitter, because I'm your biggest support when it comes to my Hinchisms. You know, I don't
That's
know if
right.
you've heard.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, my Hinchisms. I got, like, give the Astros a Hinch, they'll take a mile. Hinchin' ain't eating. I got your back, my man. So go. That's I have right. a hinch. I have a hinch. You guys are going to be playing in the World Series. So keep it up,
my
man.
I hope you're right.
AJ, we appreciate it. Right. We'll look forward to talking to you again. Good luck tonight.
You got it.
Thanks. AJ Hinch. Barrett. Hinchin' ain't easy, is it?
Yeah. What a nice guy, though. Very insightful. Great. Too.
Well,
he was great.
Stanford guy, too.
Yeah.
He's not. He's, this is well, no.
And you mentioned
no idiot.
Yeah, you mentioned Arizona. He was a manager when he was 34.
Right.
So pretty impressive.
And you know what? A lot of times we saw Belichick in Cleveland, second time around. They, like he said, instead of having to look the part, just do what you do. And as a former player, he gets it. And it was nice to have him on. A lot going on today. Charles Oakley's going to join us a little later on, as is Jeremy Roenick. We got a lot to talk about. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. It's SB Nation Radio.